Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. It's now time to talk Riverside girls basketball with head coach Tim Stillman. And, well, the Riverside girls last year had a great end to their 2020-21 campaign. Had two wins in sub-state, made it all the way to the sub-state championship game. And now you bring back four starters off that team, coach. So we'll start there. Overall, how have things gone so far through the first couple of weeks of practice?
It's been really, really good. The development is doing real good. The girls are coming along fine. Everybody's healthy, glad to say that. And just excited to get the season kicked off Friday.
And one girl you bring back, Taylor Weiser, everybody knows about her. She had a huge freshman campaign. She averaged nearly a double-double and blocked 48 shots. And she's going to be a key piece to what your team is able to do this year. What are your expectations from her, though, although it is just her sophomore season?
You know, we're kind of trying to bring Taylor along a little bit slowly. We don't want to overwhelm her with too much. We're looking at trying to expand her a little bit more, bring her out a little post, a little more perimeter shooting this year. I'm just really excited that, you know, Hallie Shooter's coming back, great guard. We have Sophie Jewell, who was very explosive off the bench as well. And hopefully the support of that sophomore class will help Taylor just overcome everything that she's going to see with double teams and things like that. We get scoring in other areas.
So overall, then, what are your expectations for your team this year? Because I know, as we talked about, you had such a great end to the year last year with those two wins during the sub-state tournament. So what are your realistic expectations for this year's team?
You know, we play in a very tough conference, and that conference makes us very well prepared going into sub-state. We play a lot of good teams, Sabetha, Nema Hall, Jeff West. So those teams and the level of play that they play at, those really get us prepared for going into it. So, you know, the expectation this year is just to compete in every game. You know, let's try to keep the score competitive and just get through healthy.
You look ahead to start the season. You'll have Troy coming up on Friday to begin things, and then a road game at Donovan West on Tuesday. Donovan West, a team coming off a state tournament berth a year ago. So you look at these first two games, Coach. What do you feel like you need to see from your girls in these first two?
You know, right now I would just like to bring them along slowly. We haven't overwhelmed them with a lot of offensive stuff. The focus in practice this year has been strictly on defense. I think defensively this year we are in a better spot. The girls are adjusting well to what we're doing, and I think the scoring will come if we play in good defense.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck in these first two games and throughout this season. We look forward to hearing from you as well. But thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Tim Stillman, head coach of the Riverside Girls, joining us on our locker room chats on the MSC Sports Radio Network.